Welcome to the True Leadership Podcast, where we look at a principle of good leadership every day, because leaders develop daily, not in a day. I'm your host, Royce White, and we're going to spend the next few minutes talking about a single leadership principle so you can devote your daily leadership to growing yourself and others. Good morning. Today is February 8th, and this episode is called Lonely Leading. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. Psalm 25:16. I'm sure you've heard the maxim, it's lonely at the top. Here's the truth. If you're lonely, you're leading incorrectly. Yes, you have to make tough and controversial decisions, ones that only you can make. Yes, you have to deal with difficult people sometimes. And yes, the buck stops with you, at least for your department. Yes, if you're a middle manager, you have to deal with people below, beside, and above you. But if you lead correctly, you can still do these things and not be alone. Though there will be some times of loneliness when you must lead against the odds. One of the principles of leadership and life is to bring people with you. Don't do it alone, especially with family. Train people as you go. Bring them in to make decisions with you. Include them in the process. To get to be a level 2 leader, you build relationships, which means you are connecting with others. If you are a loner, you will eventually fail. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their toil. Ecclesiastes 4:9. The idea is that two or more can accomplish more than the sum of the number of the workers. Some people work better alone, I get that. But leadership means we are leading and others are following. That means together. That doesn't mean we are always elbow to elbow. We all have our own tasks to do. Set up time for the team to be together to just enjoy each other's company. Maybe a lunch, an outing, movie night, coffee break, something. Team building inside and outside of work is paramount. Doesn't need to be weekly, but once a month is acceptable, every quarter at the very least, especially if there are some folks working locally by remote. Don't forget to build a deeper relationship with your boss too, even if she doesn't want to. Yes, it's crucial for her to grow closer to her people. That's one of the ways you lead up. Most bosses, but not all, are higher dominant personalities, outgoing and task-oriented, and generally don't like the mix. They like to work, delegate, and go home. But they need to build relationships in order to grow through level 2 toward level 5. Start conversations. Bring others into the discussion. Build relationships. Lord, you are my strong tower, and you care for me. I am also made for community. Help me bring others along for the journey. That's it. Much love and blessings. See you tomorrow.